WEF Mobile.
KA4CEF, KB4CBA, good morning. Name here is David.
This is Andrew. Doing some FT8 this morning.
But you have a hidden camera in my ham shack?
About a minute time.
It's messing with you. I think I have your call wrong. Can you give me your call sign again, please, sir?
Kilo Oscar 4, Charlie Echo Foxtrot, KO4CEF.
I typed in K04. Oh, boy, it's too early in the morning.
KW Mobile. 04CEF.
NKV4CPA.
Good morning, David. Good morning, Andrew. Hope you guys are having a good day.
So far, I guess, I woke up at 2 and I couldn't go back to sleep, so I just came in here and got on the radio. I've been doing some FTA.
Hooked on that now.
Nothing like that. There's this, guy down on, it's probably a group, because I'm sure they're on the air, I think, 24/7, and I think they're on 20, and I don't know how they do it, but they can communicate with multiple people at the same time. I mean, I'm just seeing rows and rows and rows of call signs, and with their call sign as the receive, and I don't know how they do it, but it's some kind of expedition on, where is it? I'd have to look it up in my log here, but it's on some island somewhere.
The work phone was ringing on top of it. I'm waiting on a voicemail, but I hadn't heard of it. I've heard of them doing expeditions and IOTAs and stuff like that. I don't know what kind of mode that would be if they can decode multiple. I just wonder if they run multiple instances of FT8. I don't know. I'm just curious.
I am too, because, I mean, I've never seen that done before. I'm trying to find them here. Looking at my log, and I'm got them on 40 at, this is UTC time 8:48, that would have been, .348, I think. So anyway, I don't see them right now, but anyway.
The frequency?
That's the crazy thing, and they'll just be, just one right after the other, and they're all talking to different call signs, and making contact with different call signs, and they're doing it. I mean, you just see a row of them just on the band activity side, on the left side of the software, and obviously they're not there now, but anyway, they were on 20 probably a couple hours ago, and it was just crazy. And I saw them last night, so I made communication or contact with them last night as well.
I might have to look into that. Ian, you need to get it set up for digital one day.
One day, let me get this new antenna all squared away and that, and then I'll put that on my wish list, I guess.
Well, HF rig do you have, Ken?
Yaesu 450D, which is a little bit harder to hook up, but you can do it. I've seen a couple of YouTube videos about it.
If the radio is not set up for it, you just have to adjust. Have to buy a some kind of interface that lets the radio and the computer communicate with each other. Luckily, with the 7300, you just need a cable, and I just happen to have one upstairs. We have a big clear one of the big clear boxes, plastic things, and that you leave stuff in, and it's all full of cables. And I just pulled that one out, and I looked at it, and I said, yeah, that looks like the back of the input I need for the 7300. And I came down here and plugged it in, sure enough, that was it. And the other end is a USB, which plugs into the computer. And I downloaded the software and a couple of other things, and shazam, after hours and hours on the phone with with Bob in D7J, I think he has my phone number blocked now on his phone, but anyway, we got this thing going.
Wait, there's a serious learning curve.
So that yours will be that bad, Ken. Because you'll have to use like a signal link, which is basically talk to the computer, and use the radio cables or audio cables to do all the work. So I think the signal link does all the heavy lifting. You just got to have the, if you buy the right cable for it, it should just talk to the radio and tell it to key up. I don't know. I don't feel like it'd be that bad. Like the 7300, there's a lot of menu options where you're going in there and setting a bunch of stuff up. I think yours would be a lot more straightforward, but that's just in my head just because it's a little box that's been around a little while. I don't know.
Start out with trying to do a little whisper beacon just to see where I'm getting out to.
Dave does some W4DJW. He does some whisper, and I haven't tried that yet.
I'll add a shot. Just turn your radio down about 5 watts, and there's a little drop down menu. What's neat is you just use the FT8 software, and you just click enable text, and it'll send it out in 2 minutes, and then you can go on. I know of 2 websites you can go on and look and see where all your signal was picked up, and that's all it does. There's no talking on it. You just transmit and then you listen, and that's it.
Same thing. Well, basically, is FT8 or FT4. Let's see. Okay. I just clicked on it. Interesting.
Same software. You just pick your spot, your waterfall that you're going to transmit. You can transmit now or next or whatever. You can do that. You can set Whisper up to transmit every so often. So every so many cycles, it'll transmit. So you kind of keep up with the way propagation's going. And this is really neat how far you can get on 5 watts.
Try that. All right. Well, I guess you guys are headed to work this morning.
It's a long weekend for us, but we don't get to have permanent weekends like you do.
What is a 3-day weekend?
I'm going to take today off.
You're going to play tennis?
Since I'm already up, I might as well just go to the 9 o'clock clinic. I mean, what the heck?
You can go home and take a nap. I
have to do FT8 tomorrow morning.
Usually, if I get up this early. I get sleepy about, around 7, 8 o'clock, 8:30. And I wind up taking a nap. But anyway.
Time's at work.
You have to get south of the border for that.
Get a little siesta in down there. It's been raining today, but it's still just a drizzling a little bit on my way to work.
A thunderstorm just south of us that's going to be coming up through here. Looks like it's going to hit Spartanburg and probably within the hour.
Plus, I guess I'm not going to get my grass cut again today. I have to wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, after 8 o'clock, we'll be good to go. Won't be any real rain. Maybe a chance in the very afternoon, but mostly sunshine today.
It was supposed to be sunny, and then I get on the road, and it starts raining on me. So, we'll hope I don't get soaked walking in the plant. We'll see.
Get early enough to look at the weather. Thanks for sending me that email about that chameleon spider.
Yeah, I was glad to do it. I just found it on the online and just went ahead and looked up the email address on QRZ and sent it on over.
Apparently they don't make that one anymore. They only make it in a quad, two bands, but I did pick up the MFJ 2104 octopus, which is basically the same thing.
I'm wondering, I want to put up something for 6 meters, but for sideband and FTA, but I just have to be careful, what I put up, because it can't be seen. I can put it on the back of my house, and it shouldn't be seen. It's not going to be way up in the air, but, I might be able to get out a little ways.
Sorry, Dave, I doubled with you. Go ahead.
And good day, Ken, and 73s.
Andrew, catch you later. Before I answer any questions. KN4TFW. So the ham stick, you know, is like you said, is a fiberglass round, wound with wire, you know, for the load coil, and then usually got some kind of whip at the end. So if you had two, let's say, 40 meter ham sticks, and you screwed two of them together and put the whip on the end, would that be good for 80?
That makes sense to me, but it sounds like it would work, but I have no idea.
I'm wondering, I was just trying to figure out something to get 160 without having to put a, you know, 500-foot wire.
To me, I'm kind of giving up on 160. I'd rather, I just don't have the room, so I was just going to put up something for 6 meters, and there's even a 6 meter FM repeater. I think it's 53.21, and I've got an HT here. And it's 53.41. And, of course, my 7300 can transmit on 6 meters FM, too.
Take that. I also want to put up that MFJ antenna. I bought some other ham sticks and a little Hustler mount where you can put four antennas on the same NMO, and that I just got to get it hooked up this weekend and tie it into my other coax, and then hopefully I'll be on I think it's set up for 6 and 12, 10, and 2 meters.
Right, yeah. Man, I tell you, I have been inundated here sometime, but this doesn't happen a lot, but I'm on FT4 on 20, and I've had 3 people contact me. It's usually the other way around. I'm contacting them. I had a guy from Japan, somebody from France, and somebody from Spain while we were talking on 2 meters.
Definitely getting out, right? Definitely receiving.
I'm receiving and transmitting, so I logged them in, and that's what I like about this software, because as soon as they say 73s, it throws a box up on my N3FJP software, and I just click OK, and it puts all the information in, and there it is. And I tell you, it's really a nice. I really like this software.
Makes it easy, and it, like you said, it helps the day go by, and you're learning at the same time, keeping your mind sharp.
Well, you know, as they say, the memory is the first thing to go, and then I can't remember what the second thing is.
No, that's right. Yeah, you're keeping your body in shape playing tennis. You got to do something to keep your mind in shape. And that's kind of why I bought the radio. I figured when I retired, you know, I'd spend a lot more time on it. I don't get a lot of time during the week. And when it's raining and storming, I go ahead and disconnect it just so I don't, you know, no sense taking a chance losing a good radio.
Kidding. When I had my tower, a couple of houses ago. we left there in January of 2005, and I unhooked unhooked everything. It was in the garage, and it was a detached garage, but I unhooked everything when I got through every time I went in there, because, you know, I just, especially in the summer, I just didn't want to take a chance. You know, I could be off somewhere in the car, and, you know, a thunderstorm come up in the summer, and, you know, and that way I'd peace of mind at least that it would go to ground and not run into the radio.
Here I got everything hooked up on the power strip, and I disconnect the power strip from the wall, and then I unscrew the antenna off the back, and then hopefully it'll be good enough.
So, where is Patrick this morning? Is he taking the day off?
The work on Fridays. There's one Friday out of the month that usually goes down to Greenwood for the day to one specific customer. But I believe he's off today.
Okay. Well, have you ever heard of a place called, I have a feeling this is probably around, somewhere around Russia, Kalin, I can't even pronounce this, KALININGRAD. You ever heard of that?
No, I can't say that I've had. It sounds like Kalingrad or something like that.
I'd pronounce it, he was on, 20 earlier, but he's already stepped away, I think, because I haven't seen him lately. Let's see here, 2025, there's absolutely no signal on that frequency, so if he's there, he's not getting to my antenna anyway, but that was at, let's see, 0957, so that's UTC time, so that was, that was about, that was only about, 5 minutes ago, but he's not there now.
Next on my list is a rotator. Right now I got to go outside and turn the antenna manually. And that, so I put some plastic PVC bushings I made to go on to that top rail and hooked it to the side of my chimney. That way I can turn the antenna from the bottom, and then that way when I do get a rotator, it'll be make it easier for it.
Now, don't you know it, Bob? I remember the house we moved into, the folks were church members. I was on staff at the church that they were members of, and they lived just right up the street from the church. You could really walk to the church. It took about less than a minute to drive down there, and they bought, or they had the house up the street. The lady that lived there passed away, and she gave that house to them because they weren't kin, but they looked after her, and so she just left it to them in her will, and evidently they liked it better, so they moved up there, and they sold us the house that, you know, they used to live in, and the owner financed it for about a year, and then we refinanced it, you know, with a bank, and, but anyway, oh gosh, what was I going to tell you about that guy? Oh, he had a rotor up on the roof of the house we were buying, and it was a light duty, you know, amp for a TV antenna. And I noticed that the wires were cut right at the rotor. And then I asked him about the controller, and he said, oh, I threw that thing away. And I said, well, what's wrong with it? he said, well, every time I moved it, the picture messed up. So he said, I just threw it away. Well, I wanted to tell him, you know, the picture's going to be messed up. If the antenna's moving, you have to wait till it stops. But I just didn't say anything.
I just get a small one, and if I do it right, I'll put me a load-bearing surface up there to hold the weight of the antenna, and then I'll just mount something down low where it'll be easy to turn and easy to get to, and maybe it should work.
I had a like a medium duty, I guess you'd call it, rotor by Yaesu, and I bought it brand new, but it wasn't very expensive. Of course, this has been back in the late 90s, and it's hard to believe. Yeah, it's been over 23 years or 22 years ago, but anyway, and it worked really well. I had a 15 element Cushcraft beam for 2 meters. And a vertical on top of it, and it gave real good service.
Andrew and Patrick been trying to do a little bit of 2 meter single sideband, but I ain't set up for that yet. Well, I don't even have a radio that'll do it.
I was curious about that because they do make make all mode. For 2 meters or what have you, and I've always thought that'd be interesting, but anyway, I've never I've just never had a radio that would do it, so like yourself, I just with the 7300, it keeps me busy, and. And this 2 meter mobile here, so and then I've got a 440, 2 meter 440 out in the car. One thing though, have you ever heard any nets on 440?
Rarely on 440, and I don't know that I've ever really done it.
That would be a question for the internet. I've just never heard of any. It's not like I'm, scanning 440 at night or something for a net. So there may be some. They used to be like this 6 meter repeater I was talking about, the FM repeater. They used to have a net on Tuesday. I think it was second Tuesday of every month at 8 o'clock, and I used to check into it, but they don't have that one anymore.
Saturday, I believe I came across a swap net on 40 meters, 72-75. I believe it was like at 9 o'clock on Saturday or Sunday, where they were selling all kinds of stuff. KN4 TFW.
KB4 CBA, and what time was that?
The end of it about 9:30 in the morning, so it must have started around 9, I would think.
Interesting. Okay. Well, I imagine you could, if the band's good, then you can hear people all over the place selling stuff, and not just local. And give you a more variety and that sort of thing. There's places on QRZ and ARRL you can look for used equipment as well.
Internet controller, and he controlled all the traffic. And you just called in, and he let you explain what you had, and then he reset it and gave out the number and that. And you could call back and get the phone number and all the contact information and everything. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, there's one on 6-1 net on Wednesday. every Wednesday they have a swap net, and that's what they do, the same thing. You just give out the info and contact info, and then you get with the person, and y'all work out or agree on a price if you want to buy it, or agree to come look at it and see if you want to buy it, whatever.
Checked into it because it's usually past my bedtime, and that by the time it happens. But I have made it here to work, so I'm gonna have to say 73. Thanks for helping me get in to work, okay? And that, and I'll, maybe I can catch you later on in the day. KN4TFW 73.
Well, you have a good one, and I'll talk to you later. 73 is KN4TFW KB4CBA.